1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. Are you a sinner? Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Pretty simple, straightforward question. Don't you know that the unrighteous won't inherit the kingdom of God? He said, be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such, now get the tense, were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. He said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Are you a sinner? You must be born again. The line between washed and unwashed is clear. Righteous and unrighteous, sinner and saint. But it seems that modern religion has attempted to blur such clear-cut and clean-cut lines. That line between black and white, it's almost disappeared in our society. And Peter puts it well in Acts chapter 15 and verse 9, and he said, purifying their hearts by faith. Purifying hearts by faith. Everyone in Christ, now hear it, everyone in Christ has experienced that. A purification of heart. And this is the correct explanation. As you know, one of the most misunderstood verses in Scripture, or misused rather. I don't think it's misunderstood. I think it's misused. Galatians 3:28, in Christ, neither Jew or Gentile or male or female and Greek and such. Because all hearts in Christ are alike. And I like that word circumcised. Circumcision of the heart. And everyone that's in Christ Jesus has had this circumcision of their heart. And it's not so difficult to distinguish between those who've received new hearts and minds as opposed to those who have not. You can see all the gloss that they put on the old heart and the old mind, and all the facades. But you know that under that thing is yet the old heart and the old mind. But you see, those, all men have a nature. And those in Christ have a new nature. And it's so profound that in Christ, we're portrayed as either sheep or goats. And in the end, Christ's going to put the goat, he's going to separate goats in the left hand and sheep in the right. He's going to sort the sheep from the goats. So I might, do you know a sheep from, well, a lot of people probably don't. Do you know a sheep from a goat? It's certainly not, we talked later, it's certainly not someone in Amish dress. It's a new heart. It's a new mind. It's the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost of God. And as we read last week, certain of the church had tempted God. They still do. Tempting God, the simple, plain truth of the gospel. Tempting God. And they still have claimed one must be circumcised to be saved, as we spoke, you see. And as the girl mentioned, you know, Paul said, all things are lawful unto me. He said, but all things are not expedient. And so it's not law. It's not law. But there's an expediency there. What is prudent. And those with a new heart and mind, they can certainly figure that out. You know, in a place there in Acts 15, Peter said, it seemed good. To the Holy Ghost and to us. It seemed good. And in Acts, verse 10 of Acts 15, Peter goes on to say, he said, now therefore, why tempt ye God? And then here come the yokes. Now, I've witnessed, if there's some I haven't witnessed, I don't know what they would be. Because in this 40-year walk of churches, I've witnessed the traditions of men, the yokes, the bondage. You have to do this, and you have to do this, and you have to do this. Now, I don't know about you, but I would say emphatically, I'm saved by grace through faith, and that not of myself. Ephesians 2:8. It was a gift of God. And here I say, stop. No matter what you have to add, I was speaking to a man this morning and he added something. Oh, you have to read on. And these words, I said, I'm not talking about fruit. I'm talking about stop. I'm talking about salvation. Saved by grace through faith. The end. Do you get it? And when you read that Ephesians 2:8 in the context of your life, this is the end all. It's right there. Saved by grace through faith, and not of yourselves. A gift of God. You either are saved by grace or you're not. And I was born into this faith as surely as I was born into this world. I preach these truths and I let God sort them out. It's God's business. Birthing, new birthing, that's God's business. Now, dealing with sin in the church, that's a different issue, and I'm not here to speak on that at this hour. We're told explicitly in 1 Corinthians 5 how you can deal with such. And also in Scripture how we're to rule our own homes. I'm not speaking of that. That's order. You have to have order, and you have to have a civility, and you have to have a law. But now listen, that law has nothing to do with saved by faith, saved by grace. As we started, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God, period. And there's nothing you or I can do to become, now listen, to become righteous. Not one thing. You tell me one thing you can do to become righteous. And if you can come up with something, then you're contrary to the exact precepts that we've been speaking these weeks. Peter makes ever so clear in Acts 15:11. He said, by grace, all by grace. You see that? Jew and Gentile, all by grace. And anything other than salvation by grace is another gospel. And that's how the Galatians were bewitched. Paul said, for by grace are you saved. Bless God, I was saved by grace. The unction of God on my life. It wasn't within me. It never was. It never can be. And if it's within you, then, you know, he tells us to seek God. He tells us to work out our own salvation, fear and trembling. That is not how we got here. It was otherworldly. It was supernatural. It was from the Lord. Jesus said in John 6:44, he said, no man can come to me, no man, except what? Do you remember? My Father, draw him. I said, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And such were, past tense, some of you. Are you washed? Nobody should have to tell you when you need a shower. I know when I need a shower. And when others need a shower. But he said, know ye not your own selves? I love that verse. How many times? Seldom do I preach and I don't quote 13:5 Corinthians. Know ye not your own selves? Examine your own selves. And James declares in Acts 15, I just finished Acts 15. I've been in it 2 weeks. How the prophets foretold the tabernacle of David to be rebuilt. Isn't that a glorious thing? Because you know why? Because that's you and I, Gentiles. We're the rebuilt tabernacle that David spoke of, explicitly taken out by God for his name. You think about that. Are you of this temple? Is your body such? A living, remember, Romans 12, a living sacrifice, a reasonable service, a living sacrifice, chosen by God, clean through the blood, washed, born again of the Spirit of God, a new creature in Christ Jesus. The difference between grace and works, the difference between grace and law, is clearly seen in Matthew 7. I never knew you. Yeah, when you went for works, I never knew you. Who are you? And even, well, we cast out devils. I never knew you. Who are you? I always ask, not are you saved? You can't believe the people that tell me they're saved. I ask, do you know the Lord? Do you know? How can Christ be in you and you not know him? How can you be born again in the Spirit of God and you not know him? How can you be righteous and you not know him? How can you be a saint and you not know him? How can you be washed in his blood and you not know him? How few know the Lord. You'll never mistake your meeting with him, ever. Now, some may say otherwise, but how can one be his and not have the Holy Ghost? I'm asking you, Christ in you. I said, in 15:28, Peter said, it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us. Just as in such a casual, just like I'm speaking with Jeff or anyone else, well, it seemed good to Jeff and I. And Peter says, it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us. Can you speak with such a familiarity of the Holy One of God? It's not flippant. It's not a light thing. It's a true thing. And if Christ be in you, then what meaneth this bleating of sheep? This is not hard. This unrighteousness. How? See, when you put these verses together, how it all just comes like an atom into one place. How? Over and over. How? Paul says, how? How shall we? How? That are dead to sin. How? If you've ever had children, you know that word well. How? How did this room get like this? How did this happen? How? How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? How? Ravenhill put it best. I've told you I just love this. You're either dead to sin or you are in sin. You're either in sin or you're dead to sin. You're either dead to sin or you're in sin. You're either in sin or you're dead to sin. How? Know ye not your own selves? You know, you could write a gospel tract there, and you maybe I will. And you write this gospel tract, and how? Call how? Know ye not your own selves? You're either dead to sin or you're in sin. And are you not as Paul? Are not all things lawful to you? Perhaps not expedient, but lawful. Peter and the boys, they went out and told the Gentiles the four precepts that James laid down. Okay, no meats to idols, no blood, no things strangled, and no fornication. Can't do that. Okay? Okay, that's pretty clear cut. I can't have a mustache? What? Can my hair touch my ears? What? You see? I think of this edict and I think of what Peter said in Acts 15:24. He said that Peter said they keep saying that you got to be circumcised and keep the law. And you know what he said? He said, we never gave any such commandment. We never gave any such commandment. And then that compared, as I spoke, all the churches that I've been through over 40 years. You got to do this. Well, you can't do this. Well, you got to do this. Well, you can't do this. So many returning to Sinai. Why on God's earth would any free in Christ ever desire to return to Sinai? That thing was an awful sight. The mountain quaked and blackness of darkness and lightnings and thunders scared those people to death. And a lot of preachers do that. This is what I need to know. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Well, how do I get righteous? Well, through the blood of Christ. Well, how do I do that? Well, how do I do this? And then think of all the answers you get. Oh, well, you got to say this prayer. Oh, well, you got to be baptized. Oh, you got to be circumcised. Oh, well, you got to do this. Got to have a catechism. Where do you get those? You see? I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. That's what Paul told those Galatians. Man, like a pig, I just lifted you out of the mire and you jumped back in. Woof, woof, dog returned to the vomit. What? I marvel. How can you go back to that? Are you a sinner? You must be born again.